We continue our learning. So we're in tomorrow. Perikvav, Mishnah Gimel. Ezehu Michir Keller. Mishnah asks, what's the case of Michir Keller? The Torah speaks about in Parshas Kisetze, where something that's an animal that's given in exchange for a dog cannot be used as a carbon. In the same pasuk as Estan Zona. Estan Zona Michir Kelev cannot be brought, Beis Hashem Elokech, cannot be used as a carbon, cannot be used for that matter for anything in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, Ha'omer Lechaveru, hey, Lucha Toleze Tachas Kelev Ze. That's the case. That person tells his friend, take this lamb in exchange for this dog. That Toleh, that lamb, cannot be used as a carbon. Another example, the Mishnah says, you have two partners who divide up their animals between them. Echa Natal Asara, the Echa Natal Tisha, the Kelev. So they divided the animals, and one person took 10 sheep, and one took 9 sheep and a dog. So clearly that dog is in exchange for one of those sheep. So the Mishnah says, Shekeneged HaKelev Asurim, those which are taken, the sheep that are taken against the dog are prohibited to be used as a korban. But She'im HaKelev, those which are taken with the dog, Mutarim, are permitted. So what are we speaking about? So the case under discussion is you have two partners and they owned jointly a group of animals. How many? There were 19 sheep and one dog. So they split it up. How did they split it up? So they decided to end this partnership. They would divide up what they had. So if you divide it equally, one person is going to have 10 sheep and one is going to have 9 sheep and one dog. So so one of those sheep in the group of 10 is in exchange for a dog that the other person got. So the first partner who got 10 of the 19 sheep as part of his share, the second partner now has the 9 plus the dog. So that's a case of Mechir Kelev. First one has an extra lamb. So says the Mishnah, that's what it means, Shekeneged HaKelev, or Usser. Now, it doesn't mean just one sheep. All of the 10 sheep that the first person has are going to be also to be brought as a carbon because of the problem of the Mechir Kelev. Why? Because he received why did he get all of these 10 sheep? He got them in exchange for the other sheep and the dog. The dog is part of what was given in exchange for all of the sheep that he had. Now, we may say, why should that be? So it should be that the dog is in exchange for one of the sheep, and the other 9 sheep should be okay. After all, the one who took 9 sheep and a dog, so that the Mishnah says, She'im HaKelev Mutar, that person is able to use all of the 9 sheep. It's not a problem. He doesn't have a Mechir Kelev in exchange of the dog. He has the dog. The other person has the exchange of the dog, but the exchange of the dog should be one of the 10 sheep. Why should all 10 sheep be prohibited? So the Bar Tuna explains, based on the Gemara Daf Laman Amar Aleph, Parach, he says, the Gemara Parach, am I shaking egg and a kelev kulam asur? Why are they all 10 asur? Nepok chad lahade kal, but take one out in place of the dog. Vaharach kulalistri, the other 9 should be permitted. Umishani, the Gemara answers, hacha, am I asking under what circle? What's the case over here we're dealing with? Kagon, ditfei demei kelev mechad minai. What happened was, the value of the dog is actually more than any one sheep. Shein ba'osam shekenegdo tles shaved demei akel. There's not one sheep that you can say is opposite, is against, is in exchange for that dog. Dahashta shaiki demei akel bekulu. Therefore, the value of the kelev, which is more than any one sheep, now is spread pretty much between all of the other sheep. Kagon she'osam shekenegdo shavin kolecha dinar. Dahave asara dinarim. He says, let's say the one that is literally that is against them are equal. Each one is worth a dinar. The havi, which is 10 dinar. Ostem tisha she'imo shavin kala echad dinar chaser ma. But the other 9, the one that has the 9 and the kelev, each of those sheep is worth a dinar minus a ma. Ma is 1/6 of a dinar. The hainu tisha dinar and pachos tisha mos. So you're now lacking, they have 9 dinar, but minus 9 mos. So that means the hakelev shavet dinar v'tesha mos. And the kelev is worth a dinar and 9 mos. So that one kelev is worth more than the other 9 sheep it's with. And it's also, and each of those sheep doesn't match up to the other sheep in the other group. Nimtza shabaosan eser shekeneged atisha v'kelev esham tisha. That means that out of those 10 that of the other person that the one who has 10, so what we say, he has 10, each one is worth a dinar. Yeah, but that means that in exchange for, you don't really have, the one who has 10 sheep does not have, where each of the 10 sheep is worth a dinar, does not have one sheep that's really the equal, that's the equivalent of one of the sheep of the other person. Because the other person has 9 sheep and a dog, and that dog is worth a dinar plus, and each of those sheep alone is worth less than a dinar. So none of the sheep really match up, and therefore all of the 10 are really in exchange of part of the dog. Part of the dog's value is in every one of those 10 sheep. That's why all those 10 are going to be usher, and that which is the nine, the one who has the kelev, he doesn't have a mechir kelev. He has a 9 kosher sheep. He can use those as a carbon. One of the questions that's discussed by the Rishonim is that, and let's say everything was equal. Let's say the kelev was equal to the other, was equal in value to a sheep, and then the other 9 sheep are equal to sheep, and everything would be fine. The person with the 10 sheep would be able to bring what? 9 sheep, and just one would be equal to the dog. How do you know which is the Mechir Kelev? When you divide up the partnership, so okay, he gets 10 and he gets 10 in the dog. And he gets 9 in the dog. The one who has 10 sheep, do you know which of those sheep is exchanged for the dog? You're just making an assumption. So the answer is that must be that we're employing the concept of Brera. That in such a case, in fact, yes, you could, if everything was equal, then you could, 1 sheep you'd have to take out of the mix, but then 9 you could bring. Why would that be? How do you know which sheep is in exchange for the dog? Yesh Brera, we say there is the concept of retroactive clarification. When I remove 1 sheep, I can say that that's the sheep that was in exchange for the dog. Why is that allowed? So Brera works by derabbanans and not by deoraisas. But this happens to be a case of only derabbanan. Why is that so? Because on a deoraisa level, really, it should be batel. The mechir kelev, in the whole mix, you have 10. So only one of them is a mechir kelev. Should be batel barov. I shouldn't have to worry about it. I should be able, me deoraisa, to bring all of those 10 sheep without a problem, because it shouldn't be an issue with mechir kelev, because it's batel barov. I don't know which one is really mechir kelev. Nonetheless, because balechayim are considered significant and important, they're not batel, but that's only a dindarabbanan. And therefore, we have the right to apply yesh brera in a case where the sheep, in fact, were equal to the value of the dog. Then the Mishnah says, esnan kelev mechir zona. This is the opposite. Not esnan zona mechir kelev, but esnan kelev and mechir zona. What does it mean, esnan kelev, a dog's wage? That's a payment that someone would give the owner of a dog in order if you could have to commit bestiality with that dog. So that is, that which is given, in it's not an exchange for a dog here. Here's a wage, an animal that's given for that. So that is permitted. And umechir zona. What's a mechir zona? So here, it sounds like you're buying. What do you mean you're buying? What do you mean you're a mechir, in exchange of a zona? So that would be a case where someone gives payment, in this case an animal, to acquire a prostitute as a shivcha kananis. So now she's really acquired. So this is, so esnan kelev and mechir zona, hare elu mutarim. These are permitted. Why are they permitted? Pasuk doesn't prohibit them. Shenemar shnayim velo arba'ot. The Pasuk uses the phrase gam shnehem, both of them. So shnehem has the word, is part of shnayim. So shnayim means 2 and not 4, velo arba, not 4. We don't, there's not a mix of 4 in this esnan zona mechir kelev. It's an esnan zona and a mechir kelev. Not an esnan kelev and mechir zona as well. Val dosein mutarin, then the Mishnah says, the offspring of the esnan zona and mechir kelev are permitted. Shenemar hein, velo val dosein. What does it say, hein? Hein, it says shenehem. So we're taking the word heim from shenehem, and that teaches us that gam shenehem, that's the pasuk. So heim, they are prohibited, but the offspring are going to be permitted. Perek Vav Mishnah. Dalib nasan lak safim. If less than some, a person gave, not an animal, but paid the prostitute, the zona, with money, and then she purchases an object with that money, that's permitted to be placed on the mizbeach. That's not, and the same thing, let's say if someone paid for a dog with money, the money can be used to buy a carbon for the mizbeach. The same way we spoke about val dosein mutarin, so the only thing that's prohibited is the actual item that was given to the, in exchange for the dog, or given to the prostitute as a gift, but not its offspring, and not and not not where it was money was given, and now something was bought with that. And then Mishnah says the same thing would apply to where there's going to be a change in the item that was given as a gift, as we will see. Mishnah said then says, Yeno, so Nasa Naksafim Harilim Mutarin, what's Mutar? Meaning anything bought with that money can be bought as a Mizbeach, even though you gave that to her as that money as the gift, Estanzona or Mechir Kelev. Yeno Shvanim Muslasos, wine, oils, flour, V'chol Davar She Kiyotze Bo Karev Alagam Mizbeach Aser. If that's what was given to the Zona, let's say, wine, oil, or flour, anything that could be placed on the Mizbeach, that's going to be prohibited. You paid her with that, cannot be used as a carbon. That would include anything, that would include, let's say, Lavona, frankincense, Ktores, wood even that's used to feed the fire on the Mizbeach. So all of those would be included as well, besides that which you have in our list, are all Aser. The Pasuk says that you can't bring the Estan Zona Mechir Kelev Beis Hashem Elokecha. Beis Hashem Elokecha says that anything, that, even if it's not for a carbon, but just to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash itself, is going to be prohibited. So Bar Tanura though points out from the Gemara, they have this in Bava Kama as well, Aval Chitin Vasa Unsolus. But let's say you gave her as the wage, the Zona, you gave her grain, and then she made it into flour. Zeisim, you didn't give her flour directly. She made that shinui. Zeisim vasan shemen. Or you gave her oil, olives, and she made it into oil. Anavim vasan yain. You gave her grapes, she made it into wine. Harei elu mutarim. These can be used on the Mizbeach. For menachos, for wine libations, not a problem. Why? The darshin is shneihem. There it is again. Shneihem v'heim v'lo shinu yehem. Meaning shneihem means the two of them, the estan zon and the mechir kelev. Yes, they themselves, but not shinu yehem, not there a change where it was there was a change, there was a shinui v'lo v'al dosan. So that shneihem excludes the offspring, but it also excludes shinuyim where you change them from the status that they had originally. Then the Mishnah says nasan la mukdashim hare elu mutarim. Here were you gave her something that it was already kadosh when you gave it to her as a gift, so they're also not included in this. Why is that so? So Bar Tanura says kigon hifish tlal pischo ula achar zman amar lezona hibalili. So what happened here? The person designated a tlef for his carbon Pesach. We'll see why we're speaking about a carbon Pesach specifically. And after some time, he said to the Zona, listen, I'm giving you, I'm interested in hiring you. And guess what? And then, himni al pischi bestanech. And as a gift, my wage to you will be that you will register as part of my carbon Pesach. Salka daitech amino, I would have thought, Hoil the Adam Rashai Limnos Acherim al Pischo. Since a person is permitted to have others register along with his carbon Pesach, Mamonehu, maybe therefore it's considered his money, even though it's a carbon, the Ema Lechol Ale Estan, maybe Estan should take effect on that carbon, and therefore it should maybe cannot be brought as a carbon. Kamash Malandulo. That's Damar Krom. What does the pasuk say? L'chol neder. L'chol neder means where you're taking a carbon as a vow. L'hotzi es hanador kvar. That excludes something that has already been consecrated as a carbon. If that's given as a gift, so then that's not considered Estan Zona. Now, why does the Gemara, the Bar Tanura, have to tell us this whole story about a carbon Pesach? So the answer is, it should be, I shouldn't need a pasuk kol neder to tell me, by the way, something that's nadur, already designated as the carbon, that's mamon gavoah, that's Hashem's already is designated as the carbon, that can't be you, that cannot, that's excluded, rather, from the concept of Estan Zona. So if I give that carbon to a Zona as a wage that I designated, so that's not considered a problem. And you can bring that on the Mizbeach. Why should I need a pasuk l'chol neder? It should be obvious. Ein adam oser davar shenu shalom. That's mamon gavoah. That's not yours. So how can you prohibit something that's designated now for as already as a carbon? Now, after the fact, you want to say that I'm giving this as wages to a zona, and now you're going to make it oser? You can't make it oser. It's already mutter. It's not yours. It's already a carbon. It's mamon gavoah. It's not yours. You have no ownership over it. That's why the Gemara has to be discussing a case of, oh, it's the carbon Pesach. I see. It designated carbon Pesach. Maybe I would have thought, since I have the ability, even after designating an animal as a carbon Pesach, to have many people register as part, the minuyim, to be part of the carbon Pesach, maybe that will make the carbon Pesach like my mamon, and therefore for if that's given as a wage as the to the zona. In what way? She's offering her to join the Karban Pesach, and that's going to be the payment. So maybe I would have said, I guess maybe it's my money. Kamash Bala L'chol Neder. No, that's not your money. That Karban Pesach can be brought as a carbon. It's not Esnan Zona. So that's what the Mishnah means. Nasan La Mukdashin. If you gave a Mukdashin a carbon, Harelu Mutar, that's mutter to go on the Mizbech. Ophos, what about birds? Hare Elu Asurin. Birds, if they're given to the Esnan or Mechir Kelev, that applies not only to animals, it applies to birds, they cannot be brought as karbanah. So if you gave her Torim or Bnei Yonah as a gift, so then they cannot be brought as a karban. Why would any Mishnah tell me this? It should be obvious. After all, isn't that not an Esnan Zona to be used based on Hashem Elokecha? So the Mishnah explains why it's not so obvious. Shoya Badin, I would have thought maybe there's a Kav HaChomer, a logical argument, not so. That Ofo should be excluded from the Isser of Esnad Zona. How so? Ma'im ha-mukdashin shahamun posel bahem, eina Esnan u'mechir kal aleihem. What do we just say regarding mukdashin? You have something that's already a carbon. Something already a carbon, so that cannot become an Esnad Zona. Now, when it comes to mukdashim, we know that a mum will disqualify regular carbonos. But ofos are not disqualified by a mum, so maybe we have ourselves here a kal vachomer. In a certain sense, we could say that the birds are more chomer, are more strict. How are they more strict? Well, if you have an animal is more susceptible to becoming disqualified than a bird is, because a mum will passel an animal, but in general, mumim do not passel a bird. So if an animal, which is, let's say, less holy, so to speak, in the sense that a mum can disqualify, yet that cannot be used as, that Esnan Zona does not apply to it, rather, it's going to remain kadosh, and it does not consider Esnan Zona, you can bring it as a carbon. So an oaf, which is maybe a higher level, more chomer, that it's not even disqualified by a mum, kal vachomer maybe, we should say, eino badin, ofo she'ena mum posel bahem. When a mum does not disqualify, eino badin is not a kal vachomer, shelo ye estan u'mechir chal alayhem, that estan zon mechir kelev should not apply to them, should not take effect on them, and of course they can be used as a carbon. So therefore, tamal amar, the Mishnah says, quoting the Pasuk, l'chol neder, what's the Pasuk say? Pasuk says that l'chol neder, the end of the Estan Zon Mechir Kelev Pasuk, for any vow, l'hav yes ha'of. That extra phrase is coming to include the oaf, and that, in fact, although I have this Kal Vachomer, the oaf is included. If you give Bnei Yonah or Torim to a zona, or as a Mechir Kelev, they will, in fact, take effect, and therefore they'll be ushered to be brought as karbanos. What's the source that mumim do not apply, will not disqualify blemish, don't disqualify birds? So Bartender quotes the pasuk, Damar Kra, in Vayikra Chavbeis, Tamim Zachar Babakar Bakzavim. So what I see, the word Tamim, and it mentions Bakar and Kzavim, Tamus v'zachus b'behema, the idea that it has to be tam, it has to be without blemish, zachus, it has to be male, that applies to a behema, but vein tamus v'zachus b'oaf, but those halachos do not apply to an oaf, only behema.